Hey everyone, what is going on? My name is Wilson. Welcome back to the Nutrition Sumo Podcast, where I share tips on nutrition and fitness based on my experience so that you can live happier, eat well, and enjoy your life. So in this episode, I want to go over some of the best apps that you can use right now to help you track your nutrition. And I've tested many of them. I just kind of want to share my own opinion on which one is the best for tracking your macros, your calories, your exercise. And I've used many in the past. I've tested almost most of the top-selling ones on the App Store based on recommendation from friends, forums, and I want to go over some of the popular ones, their downsides, and some of the what I'm using right now. So start off, the most popular one for sure is MyFitnessPal. MyFitnessPal is used by probably, I would say, 90 or 80% at least of the people that's looking to diet. You know, whether they're trying to gain weight, lose weight, eat better, track their macros, fitness people, fitness gurus. It's a really good app overall. I paid for the premium for over a year. I really enjoyed it. I love the easy to use interface. But one thing that I really did not like was especially how the database was so big. Now, that's a good thing for a lot of people, but sometimes it gets really complicated and all the data becomes fairly inaccurate. Now, a good tip if you do continue to use MyFitnessPal, if you're using it already or decide to use it, is that when you're searching for a food item, make sure you put in USDA at the end. And that way it's kind of like verified, and you want to look for the ones that already have a check mark. So, you know, like certain bigger franchise, like for example, you're eating at McDonald's or like Panda Express, they will have a check mark and those are validated calories. Now, keep in mind that no tracker is 100% accurate. You know, some depending on the cook, you know, they can portion size a little bit differently. I would say MyFitnessPal is a really great start. They do have ads on the app, which does get annoying, and the interface isn't the best and easy looking or easy to navigate in the beginning, but once you get the hang of it, it's very simple to add any food item, and they pretty much have everything. Like I said, they have a very big database, so if you're a cook, if you like cooking at home and you buy a lot of groceries, then MyFitnessPal might be the best choice for you. There's premium option and there's a free option. You know, premium obviously no ads, and you're able to track more things like your macros, your protein, your fats and your carb intake, and they give you better results. What I did like is their newsfeed, where they always update you with more fitness tips and nutrition tips that you can use. So it's a great way to start off your day when you're entering your food data for like breakfast or snacks. But I've moved away from MyFitnessPal just because I wanted something with better interface, easier to use. Of course, you know, there's always drawbacks for whatever you choose to use. Next up that I tried was Fat Secrets. Now, this one is not as popular at all, but it's such a great app. It's free. All the data is very accurate, in my opinion, and it's very, very easy to use. The downside to it is that the interface isn't that great. So if you're somebody that likes cartoony stuff, easy stuff to just add and like no hassle, and you eat like the same food all the time, then Fat Secrets might be actually a pretty good fit for you. What I really loved about it is that it's a free app with a lot of free features that allows you to do anything from tracking your macros. I'm a big fan of, you know, if it fits your macros. I don't believe in following a specific diet where I don't eat this, I don't eat that. So Fat Secrets work really well for me because I'm able to track, okay, am I hitting my protein? If not, you know, then I might be losing strength. Am I getting enough carbs? Is that why I'm not feeling, why I'm feeling more sluggish today? It does a really great job analyzing your weight, overall progress. I really love Fat Secrets. But again, I'm somebody that always searching for new apps and testing new stuff is what I enjoy doing. So I decided to explore different other options. And the one that I tried afterwards, recommended by a friend, was Lose It. So if you look at the App Store, Lose It, they're pretty much a brand new company, but their app is wonderful. I love the little icons, the little colors. It makes me feel like, oh, this is an actually really good app. Now, I'm using this on an iPhone and iPad, but I've heard that people that use Android, there's a lot of downsides to it. So if you're on iOS, you own an Apple or Mac device, then you should really give Lose It a try. What I really love about Lose It, of course, other than the interface, is very simple. So they kind of save all the stuff that you had before, all the portion size, and they give you really, really good recommendations. And they kind of encourage you that you're on the streak. They track everything really, really well. There is a couple downsides, like with every other app. The major downside for Lose It, I would say, is that you pretty much have to subscribe to the premium to get a lot of the other data. So if you want to see like your overall protein for the whole week, then you will need to subscribe. But again, it's not too pricey, a couple bucks a month, like a coffee. So I definitely subscribe to it, and I think it's really good. Another downside I would say is the database is very small. It works well for me because, you know, I eat out a lot. And when I do cook, it's very simple stuff. You know, I don't add a lot of like, you know, seasoning, stuff like that. What's amazing, what I love about their app is, like, for example, I use Splenda to sweeten some of my yogurt that I love taking, and it helps me cure my sweet tooth. There's actually hidden calories in the Splenda packet, but most people don't know that, and Lose It actually shows the hidden calories, which is not a lot. It's like 3 calories and like 2 carbs, but it still adds up, you know. So if you're having like 10 packs a day, being able to track that, you know, and adding it all together really, really helps. So, again, there's always downsides to using every single app, but those are 3 apps I would recommend. There's plenty of other ones in the app store that you can track. For example, if you're at the keto diet, there's one that specifically only track macros, like your fat intake, and they will notify you if you're below your fat intake. I'm not on the keto diet. I've never been on the keto diet. Well, I've experimented, but I didn't need to track macros at that point, so those apps weren't for me. There's one last one that I tried a little bit. I thought it was a little bit too complex for me. It's called Nutriex, I think. That one's really recommended by a lot of other people that's very into nutrition, because they track it, everything down to your sodium, like your fiber intake, your vitamin A, your vitamin B. It's for those people that are very, very, very into narrowing down everything within nutrition. But I haven't had too much experience with those, and that one I felt it was way too complicated for my needs. So to break it down, as of now, I'm using Lose It. If I were to use a general device and I were to get started with just starting to track my calories and my macros, my fitness goals, I would definitely go for something has a big database like MyFitnessPal. And all of them are actually great, you know, just choose to use the one that fits best for you. Well, that's it for this quick episode. Every day I will be posting a daily dose of nutrition advice and fitness advice. Feel free to subscribe to this podcast. Again, this is Wilson, and you're listening to the Nutrition Sumo Podcast. Thanks for tuning in.